Rescue complete.
12 boys and their coach all out of the cave.
President Trump's Supreme Court nominee.
One of the finest and sharpest legal minds of our time.
Opponents unleashed.
Hell no to Kavanaugh!
He would overturn Roe versus Wade.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The word came just a short time ago. They're all out. They're all safe at a flooded cave in Thailand. Day three of the dramatic rescue effort brought out the four remaining boys and their soccer coach after more than 2 weeks of peril and uncertainty deep underground. They, like the eight others pulled out this week, will be examined by doctors. CBS's Anna Werner says international divers got the dangerous job done, and now doctors are taking the lead.
Thai public health officials say those first four rescued boys can now stand up and walk around their beds. They're eating normal meals and waved at their parents through a glass window. All boys are being quarantined because of the risk of infection. At least two of the boys may have lung infections, but none have fevers. Tanet Natisi helped lead the effort to remove water from the cave. He told us they faced a critical deadline to get everyone out before heavy rain in the forecast Thursday.
What do you think people don't understand about the attempt to manage the water?
It's really hard to keep out the water from the cave.
Natisi says getting all the boys out safely means everything to Thailand.
What was it like for you to see those kids come out?
I got really emotional. Yeah, all my team just cried.
The boys have been invited to soccer's World Cup final, but doctors say they'll have to settle for watching it on TV. Well, now to Washington and the big announcement last night from President Trump.
I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
CBS's Steve Dorsey has more on the man who's touching off a pitched battle in the nation's capital.
He is considered a judge's judge.
President Trump calls 53-year-old Yale-educated federal appeals court judge Brett Kavanaugh a brilliant jurist who deserves swift confirmation. Now, Kavanaugh must make his case to senators.
I will tell each senator that I revere the Constitution. I believe that an independent judiciary is the crown jewel of our constitutional republic.
Picked from a list of 25 Supreme Court candidates vetted by conservative groups, Kavanaugh already faces a wall of Democratic opposition. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
I have reviewed his record, and let me tell you, Brett Kavanaugh did not end up on this list because he is the consensus nominee.
Outside the Supreme Court.
Hell no to Kavanaugh!
Protesters joined Warren and other Democrats worried about women's health, unions, and gay rights as liberals mount their attack. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, the White House.
Conservative groups have embraced the Kavanaugh nomination. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell called it a superb choice. But Democratic leader Chuck Schumer tells CBS this morning he's prepared to lead the opposition.
Judge Kavanaugh is way at the extremes. He believes a president shouldn't even be investigated. He has gone so far as to say a president who believes the law is unconstitutional doesn't have to follow it. So with the Mueller situation, with the overreach of presidential power, we shouldn't put him on the bench. And then on gun rights, on LGBTQ rights, on environmental rights, he's way to the right of the American people.
Confirmation hearings are expected this fall. A government lawyer says about half of the 100 immigrant children covered by a court order will be reunited with their parents at today's deadline. CBS's Maria Villarreal is in El Paso, Texas.
Mario Romero says after his release from federal custody, he was told he'd be with his daughter in 2 days. That was 2 weeks ago.
Do you believe the government?
La verdad que no les creo porque...
The truth is that I do not believe them because they say one thing, then they say another. Mario says, they took my personal documents and delivered them to immigration. I don't know what more proof they want. The Justice Department and ACLU go back to court today to decide what protocols officials must follow when reuniting families. The government says DNA tests and fingerprint checks are necessary under federal law to ensure child safety. But the ACLU says the stricter testing is inefficient.
And a federal judge in L.A. has rejected the Trump administration's efforts to detain immigrant families in long-term facilities, calling it a cynical attempt to undo long-standing court settlements. President Trump spoke a short time ago outside the White House as he left for Europe.
I have NATO. I have the U.K., which is in somewhat turmoil. And I have Putin. Frankly, Putin may be the easiest of them all. Who would think?
White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
In the days before he headed here, the president said he's not sure the U.S. gets much out of NATO.
We're the schmucks that are paying for the whole thing.
Hopes for a successful summit with the Allies aren't high.
They don't like him.
CBS News contributor Ian Bremmer, who heads the Eurasia Group, says last month's G7 summit in Quebec was the most tense meeting yet between an American president and America's friends.
I firmly expect that this is going to be the most, if not one of the most, challenging NATO summits.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Brussels.
And the head of the EU warned Mr. Trump today to, quote, please respect your allies. You don't have that many. Not a Western Japan. Relentless rain is making matters worse in areas where floods and mudslides have killed at least 134 people, dozens of others missing. Close call for actor George Clooney. The Oscar winner was in an accident on the Italian island of Sardinia. He was on a motorcycle hit by a car as he headed to a TV miniseries set. CBS's Seth Doan in Rome says Clooney went to the hospital for treatment and was released.
A CAT scan there, which revealed no fractures. We were told by the Carabinieri simply that he had bruises, and he told us sta bene, meaning that Clooney is okay. Clooney had been hit by a late model Mercedes A-Class. The man driving that car did not respect Clooney's right of way. He got out of the car and reportedly immediately offered help.
Up for sale, a guide to a special place in children's literature.
The original map of Winnie the Pooh's 100-acre wood goes on the auction block at Sotheby's in London. It was drawn by E.H. Shepherd and appeared in A.A. Milne's 1926 book. It includes depictions of Winnie, Christopher Robin, Eeyore, Roo, and Piglet, too, and points out a spot nice for picnics. The map is expected to bring in between $130,000 and $200,000.
Oh, bother.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
About the time President Trump was revealing his Supreme Court pick, about a mile away in a D.C. strip club called the Cloakroom, Stormy Daniels was revealing all. The timing appears to be no accident. Daniels has tried to upstage the president as part of her suit challenging the confidentiality agreement she says covered up their 2006 sexual encounter. Mr. Trump has denied the affair. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.